you go. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I thought it was supposed to be sunny today.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it.
Well, that's odd. It seems like it's going to rain.
Yeah, like there's a storm coming in.
It's fine! I can show you.
You're never going to believe what Trump just tweeted.
Tweeted? I thought we blocked him on Twitter.
You're right, I thought we did block him. This isn't a tweet. This is a text message.
That's impossible. He can't text us. Annie?
Now he's texting fake news Stormy Daniels.
Don't look at it!
What?
Mommy, what's a witch hunt?
What?
Give me that. Now he's texting the kid's iPad.
Fake news! Fake news!
Ah! No!
Look it up!
No! Get rid of it!
You have 21 new messages from Donald Trump.
No!
Get out of here!
Help!
We're not safe in here!
Set. Perfect.
Everything's recorded. Nobody can betray me. And there's absolutely nothing that can go wrong, that's for sure. Because it's all on tape, right? That's right, Donald. Hey, buddy. When you watch this tape, remember that you set these cameras up and don't get scared.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Warren, and I need two pizzas, and I want it sent to my home address, which is 222 Cherokee Drive, Pocahontas, Massachusetts. Anonymous. I don't see what the big deal is. Kids love being separated from their families. It's like camp.
Anonymous.
Come on, Mike.
I'm trying, sir. I know.
Shut it off.
I'm trying. You can only do one at a time.
Why did we write all this stuff down in the first place?
I don't remember.
Anonymous.
Oh, sir, I was writing your memoirs because you didn't want to do it. Right?
That's great. I love memoirs. Sure. They're the things in your head that you cry about.
And then put on paper.
Make sure you include that I killed Osama bin Laden, and that I passed the health care bill,
yes,
and that I was the first black president.
Coming right up, sir.
Mom, a terrible thing just happened. They're firing me from my job, Mom. I don't know what to do. Mom, what do I do? What do I do, Mom? Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved in her like a but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yes.
Whoa. Oh,
yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, that's her with the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the.
Do you want to talk about the fact that 2 years ago today, the Access Hollywood tape came out?
Oh, boy! It's the day that the whole country found out what a dirty little boy I am. Looked itself in the mirror, shrugged, and said, I guess as a society, we really don't value women.
All the colors of the world should be love and each other like yes, it's all right. Give my message to your brother and tell him twice. Spread the word and try to teach the men who is crazy and trouble to hate for me. Because we're all the same. Yes, the blood inside of me is inside of you. Can I tell me?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can I tell me?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe Dr. Ford?
I do not.
Kavanaugh is a victim.
If I was had to vote on it, I would vote that he's telling the truth. Right, but I'm not going to call her a liar.
You're not going to call her a liar?
No.
He's going to insinuate it.
Every death you think is someone's death in another place. Every healthy smile is hunger and strike to another child. But the stars do shine. Promising salvation is near this time. Near this time. Can you feel it now?
The only thing she can remember is that Kavanaugh punched her button.
Punched her button? Is that a southern term?
We won't get into that.
It's just gotten to the point now. You've got to keep your hands to yourself.
Is that a bad thing or is that a good thing?
Well, you can't even pat people on the back. I mean,
you can't drunkenly run into a dorm room and whip out your thing and put it in somebody's face anymore.
Absolutely not.
What is this world coming to? A better place? It feels like it.
Maybe a better place, but it's really bad getting to that better place.
At what cost, right? If we sacrifice all of these bad habits just to get to a better place, then that just leaves us, you know, with a better, more respectful America.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants that, especially not Donald Trump.
No, he does not.
So brothers and sisters, shall we know how?
When you were 18 or so, did you pull a few tricks? Don't lie now.
Well, what are you? Are you talking about like sexual assault?
A few tricks.
I'm gonna say no.
Don't put words in my mouth like the Democrats do.
Well, I wouldn't put words, or even I wouldn't put thoughts in your head either.
I don't want to put you.
I think there's room.
Women are very inappropriate with their dress. What do you expect to happen?
The women are basically asking for it by a short dress. They're gonna whip it out.
Absolutely.
So women kind of bear the brunt of all responsibility.
They do.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Now you are a woman,
I
though.
I am a woman.
It feels like that's kind of going against.
I know my boundaries. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm a Christian, and, you know.
Sexual abuse allegations were the kind of thing that disqualified you from being in Donald Trump's world. Like, that would rule out Kavanaugh, Porter, Lewandowski, Bannon, Roger Ailes.
You can't take sides. You do not take sides.
No. But you're on, are you Kavanaugh or Ford?
I am Kavanaugh.
Pick that side.
Bill Shine, Andrew Puzder, Bill O'Reilly.
Well, I think everybody's got things in the closet.
Grab him by the...
All the children of the West.
Grab him by the... Grab him by the... Grab him by the...
Take the news to the mobs and then we're killing the brothers and that won't be. Cause we're all the same as the dead inside of me. It's inside of you. Now tell me, can you feel it? Tell me, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Woo! Can you see what's going down? You feel it in your bones. Can you feel it?
Swift got a huge response after announcing yesterday she's voting for Democrat Phil Bredesen over Republican Marsha Blackburn in the U.S. Senate race in Tennessee.
The pop star has always made it a point of keeping silent on politics, but shocked her fans last night. Swift wrote, "I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve in this country."
They say I did something.
And what did she say?
She said she wants people to vote for Democrats.
Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
That's a weird way to express displeasure. He likes her music 25% less? Like, what does that even mean? Is he now just gonna cut off 25% of his Taylor merchandise? Is that what he's gonna do? Oh, and by the way, I love how Trump turned back when he heard Taylor Swift. You see that? Like, because he was leaving. He was leaving, right? And then he heard Taylor Swift and he's like, what? Yeah, because normally reporters shout questions. He just keeps going. They're like, Mr. President, the United Nations global warming. Mr. President, your policy on Hezbollah. Mr. President, what do you think about Taylor Swift? He's like, what's that? What's that? Taylor Swift. Let me tell you something. I know all about this issue from my briefings that I read in United States Weekly.
Kanye is headed to the White House as yet another star Team Trumper is on her way out of the White House. Nikki Haley, Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, surprised everyone today by resigning. She plans to leave the White House by the end of the year. She said she wants to spend more time away from Trump's family. And so she had to, The president was very keen to spin this particular resignation as a mutually agreeable move. So he and Haley announced it together today, and Trump seemed very sad to see her go.
So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless. And you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mostly thank you in advance for not writing a book about me. The book, by the way, is called Haley's Vomit, My Time with Trump. It's expected to, just as soon as she leaves, it's going to come out. Truth be told, according to CNN, Haley told her staff this morning she's leaving because she's done 2 years and it's time to move on. Trump already has a terrific candidate in mind to replace Nikki Haley.
I've heard a lot of names. I've heard Ivanka. I've heard how good would Ivanka be? The people that know, there's nothing to do with nepotism, but I want to tell you, the people that know that Ivanka would be dynamite. But, you know, I'd then be accused of nepotism, if you can believe it, right? Yes. I think Ivanka would be incredible. That doesn't mean I'd pick her, because you'd be accused of nepotism. Even though I'm not sure there's anybody more competent in the world, but that's okay.
What are the odds that the most competent person in the world just happens to be my daughter? Meanwhile, poor Donald Jr. is in a tree stand somewhere in North Dakota, watching that on his phone and crying, just a single tear. The president today continued to lash out at protesters who went to Washington over the weekend to speak out against Brett Kavanaugh. You know, our president believes in a lot of nutty conspiracies. Climate change is a hoax started by the Chinese, the millions of illegal voters thing, the witch hunt, Obama being born in Kenya. But this one is special because now he's got a conspiracy theory about his conspiracy theory. This morning, he tweeted, the paid D.C. protesters are now ready to really protest because they haven't gotten their checks. In other words, they weren't paid. Screamers in Congress and outside were far too obvious, less professional than anticipated by those paying or not paying the bills. And he doubled down on that.
You know, a lot of those were paid protesters. You saw that. They're all unhappy because they haven't been paid yet. I've been calling it.
You see, they were paid, but they haven't been paid. So many wackos have convinced each other that all these people out there protesting were actors paid by some shadowy financier. George Soros is a big one they mentioned, because when you go with George Soros, you get just that little hint of anti-Semitism that gives a conspiracy some zest. But, of course, no one was paid to protest. There's zero evidence of that. So Trump, quite brilliantly, I must say, made that into the conspiracy. The paid protesters haven't even been paid. And the thing is, it all comes back around, because you know who actually did hire a bunch of people to show up, pretend to be supporters at his campaign announcement, and then didn't pay them for months afterwards? Donald J. Trump. That's right. He is rubber, and we are screwed. This is not a hoax, no matter what he says. There's a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that says we have 12 years to get our acts together, or we will face catastrophic events, including flooding, droughts, wildfires, disease, and mass death. Basically, we are in the first act of a Michael Bay movie right now, and there's Bruce Willis is nowhere to be found. And the craziest part of it is the Trump administration issued their own report that agrees that climate change is going to be a catastrophe, but concludes, and this is not an exaggeration, that we're doomed anyway, so why bother doing anything about it? That is the official policy of the White House.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak, grunt, no strength. Reporters babble Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no claim, fine.
slash and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking me in uniform and book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no beer.
I liked beer.
Cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
The other night I drifted nice, continental drifted by mountains. Bernstein, Leonid, Brezhnev, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Judge Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed by the Senate to become a justice of the Supreme Court. There have been protests in Washington. We now go live to Dana Bash, who's with Senate Republicans.
Don, I'm here in the GOP locker room where the mood is nothing short of euphoric.
Woo! We're gonna Kavanaugh this tonight! Let's Ralph till we move!
Thank you, Senator Kennedy.
Quite the display, Dana.
That's right, John. There are a lot of pacemakers being put to the test tonight. And I see Mitch McConnell here. Mitch, how are you feeling?
That was awesome. Woo!
Do you feel like this is a win you can be proud of?
Oh, hell yeah, Dana. Republicans read the mood of the country, and we could tell that people really wanted Kavanaugh. Everyone's pumped, from white men over 60 to white men over 70. We did it. Big up to PJ and Squee.
Put this victory in context.
Oh, it's up there with Vietnam for sure. I mean, this is historic.
Lindsay, walk us through the final confirmation.
Well, well, for a while we thought it was going to be tied, and we were going to have to go with our closer, Mike Pence. He was going to jog into Metallica's Enter the Sandman and start throwing boats at 100 miles an hour. But thank the male lord, that was not necessary. Helped a lot that Democrat Joe Manchin scored in his own goal. That was dope. And, well, we couldn't have done it without Susan Collins. Susie, get over here.
Do I tack again?
No, girl, no. No, but seriously, this was all Susan.
Oh, please, the last thing I wanted was to make this about me. That's why I
told everyone to tune in at 3 p.m. so I could tell all my female supporters, psych!
And you don't think that Brett Kavanaugh did anything wrong?
Listen, I think it's important to believe women until it's time to stop. But I also believe that, you know, I'm a guy's gal, okay? I can party with the big dogs and whoop, whoop. You know, we're gonna have fun tonight.
Woo! That's our girl! Our one girl!
Yeah, you know, so now we're gonna party like it's 2020 when Susan Rice takes my seat.
Seriously, this one is about the fans. They've been there for us all week, cheering and screaming outside of our offices.
I'm sorry, you think those were fans?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I know that they agree with us because they're shouting out me, too.
Let's throw it over to Kate Bennett, who's with the losing team captain, Chuck Schumer.
Senator Schumer, what went wrong?
Well, my doctor thinks it might be sciatica.
No, I meant with the Kavanaugh vote.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, the Dems lost another one. You know, that's what we do now.
Sir, do you want to comment on the fact that Brett Kavanaugh was just confirmed to be on the Supreme Court?
So amazing. First off, we got to give it up to the ladies. She went to the hearing. She got a total all-expense-paid coach class ticket. She stayed at a Marriott. That's a pretty good deal. And she was heard, and everyone heard her, and everyone said, what's happening? You're crazy. And then, also, we now got the Judge Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. So it's all worked out. The whole thing worked out, even Stephen.
Thanks for the song. This week to the
Jacksons.
Taylor
Swift.
Rem.
Golden. Earring.
And thanks also to
Sarah. Sanders. Rudy. Giuliani. Anthony. Atamanuk. Peter. Groves. Billy. Bush.
Jordan.
Klepper. Dickerson. Trevor. Noah.
Jimmy.
Kimmel.
Beck.
Bennett.
Kate.
McKinnon. Cecily.
Strong.
Pete. Davidson. Alex. Moffat.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.